Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The best kept secret in real estate in Charm City is Megan Moves. Whether you're new to the area or just looking for a refreshing change, Megan Moves is your girl. Her love and knowledge of the area is on full display with every listing she represents. Her passion for architecture and stories behind the buildings is second to none, and she's always looking out for you. So if you're looking to move to Baltimore or the surrounding areas, call the hottest name in real estate, Megan Moves. She's charming. Oh, welcome Baltimore, welcome to Sanity. Welcome Baltimore, welcome to Sanity Cinema. I am Davis, that's Lepo, and we're going to have a nice conversation about Predator, one of my favorite films of all time, definitely in my top five, although I don't know if I said that in the first episode.
Yeah, I mean, it's in your standard.
It's a movie I'm more or less addicted to. It's not really just, it's just goes without saying.
Right. And
obviously by
the heads behind me. Right. And, you know, it goes without saying here at Sanity Lounge, we are cinephiles. Both of us, coincidentally, you know, got our start in theatrical movie runs around 87.
Yeah.
You know, and Predator.
Memory-wise. I don't know if I remember movies before that.
I'm talking about theatrical. I remember movies before that, but the reason why this one was so special, this year was so special with RoboCop and Predator 1987 is because it was the year I was like in middle school and my mother, God love her, would be like, BB, do you want to go see a movie on like a Wednesday night? Right. And she would... I'd be like, yeah, let's go see Predator. And she'd be like, what's that? You know, what is that? Right. And I'm like, it's about aliens or something. Yeah. And then she'd be like, oh my God.
Because and even with Arnold, like that was kind of his, first like action film. I'm not talking about like Conan. Like what, what had he really done before Predator?
So I can tell you right now. So it was 1984 Terminator. Of course, Conan was right before that. And before then he did Raw Deal.
But
that was 86.
I guess what I meant to say was more the hero action star role.
Well, Raw Deal, remember Raw
Deal?
That's
a James Belushi.
No. That's Red Heat.
Red Heat. God, I got to revisit Raw Deal.
Yeah, Raw Deal is a overlooked. It's good, but
does
it's
he
like,
have slicked back hair in that movie?
He's on the run from the mob or something. From what I remember, like they gave him
Red Heat and Raw Deal.
Gave him a Raw Deal.
Yeah,
but
80s action movies. Listen, they had the best.
Not to mention, we're also overlooking one other one. The Key. This is the one that put him on the trajectory. Terminator, of course, we all know.
Absolutely.
Then he had Raw Deal, which was kind of like okay, it was all right.
Right.
Then. Commando.
1986. Damn.
Yep. Predator was 87. So Commando comes out. So he's on fire. Raw Deal. Commando.
So here's the first fact of the day is Valverde, the place that Predator takes place, made up place.
I did know
does not exist. However, it is mentioned and it is the island in Commando. And it is also mentioned in another movie, Die Hard 2.
Wow. Why? Die Hard 2?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I wonder if that's a nod Well, let me think here. Did
McTiernan directed Die Hard?
Well, I know, but he didn't direct Die Hard too. Rennie Harlan directed Die Hard too.
I'd have to go back. I'm pretty sure the movie where they talk about Valverde is probably in the plane at the end.
Right, right.
The dude from Good Times, like, what's his real name? He was like the cap. He was like the sergeant.
Yeah, yeah.
That was in charge of the platoon that killed the dude in the plane. Because he hadn't been to, like, I think he said, have you been, were you in Valverde? And he's like, no. And they were like, sucks to be you, and killed him.
Yeah, yeah. That's going to drive me crazy. Yeah, well, that's an interesting fact. Yeah. I mean, I got to look into.
And you said Commando was 84.
Commando was 86.
86. Alyssa? Predator was written in 84.
Is that right?
It was originally called Hunter.
Nice. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, because, well, go ahead. Give me another factoid.
Yeah. So do you know what Arnold Schwarzenegger's all-time favorite line in any movie he's done is?
I mean, I feel like if it's get to the chopper, it's too obvious, but it might be that. Is it that?
It is that. Okay. That is his favorite line in any movie.
That's so incredible.
Yeah. Even more than Rubber Baby Monkey Bombers.
Dude, that is the best line in any Schwarzenegger.
And you know John
movie.
McTiernan directed that too.
I know. He's a hero. You know McTiernan went
Red
to jail.
October. Hunt for Red October. Yeah.
He went to jail for some shit. I mean, yeah. I don't know if he's out or not, but he had some serious charges. He went to prison, I think, for a few years.
I would say that's possible. Die Hard, Hunt for Red October, Last Action Hero, 13th Warrior he directed.
Was that Banderas?
Banderas. That's a great movie,
too. That was
too.
A good movie. Yeah. It didn't have much.
It's like Vikings.
Yeah, right. It was just good for what it was. Yeah. It was just fun.
Yeah.
I mean, now, wait a second, though. Now I'm blanking on, what the hell was the...
What we were talking about?
Yeah, hold on. There's a fucking movie I'm spacing on. Remember this and edit this point out. Because I'm trying
well,
to
we were talking about Die Hard, Hunt for Red October.
Yeah, but in between...
Last Action Hero.
Oh, no, I got it. I got it. Okay, don't forget 1987's Running Man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
Richard Dawson.
Like, what is Schwarzenegger?
Jesse Ventura's in that too.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's like he's on fire.
Yeah. Oh, he had a run.
I mean, that run is legendary. Like in just a few years, just like that, it's like shocking.
It's awesome.
See, what I remember about Predator was, again, like mom was just so. I was so happy, and I did not. This is pre-internet, of course. I had a Fangoria magazine, and on the cover of the Fangoria magazine was this Predator. And I'm like, holy shit, I didn't even know Schwarzenegger was in the movie.
Yeah.
Then I see previews, and I'm putting two and two together. I'm in like seventh or eighth grade. And, you know, when I went, that movie delivered for the first time. Like, you know, I was just at that sweet spot, right age. I had never seen a skinned, hung upside down motherfucker in the forest, and I'm looking at it, and my mother, you know, God lovers, going, baby, and I'm going, don't, you know, it's all right. What do you think? Like, let's ride it out.
That was Hopper.
Yeah.
God, rest in peace.
Hopper. They did the same thing to Jim Hopper. What a great movie.
Oh, the opening, just the Alan Silvestri score.
It
has one of the best score openings of any movie.
And
ever.
Silvestri, of course, we all love from, do you know?
Oh, God damn it. I do.
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
Yeah. I mean,
he's done a lot. But
the one that, like, is like the magic, in my opinion, is Back to the Future. You know, you can't beat that score.
And you know, God damn it.
That's all right.
Now I forgot.
That's all right. Like I said, just remember that these beats are in
Gump.
There.
Oh, go on.
Wait, did you?
It's gone.
I thought you were like, oh, okay, and you were getting ready to say something.
Yeah, but I'm not going to mix back in this Alan Silvestri.
I got you. So,
and what I was going to say was gone.
And of course, we chose this film as the lead-off film that we were going to rap about because it made such an impact on the young Wo Davis. You know, now.
Oh yeah. The Predator is, without a doubt, I don't even know if this is opinion. I'm going to state this as fact. It's the greatest movie creature ever created.
I think,
ever.
I think it's arguable.
The all around. So, I mean, we briefly discussed this, the original Predator, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, what a great factoid.
Yeah, so they, that suit, so Jean-Claude Van Damme was pissed off because he was going to be uncredited. The suit was a pain in the ass, and it was just not menacing at all.
Wow.
Like, it was just not scary. It wasn't intimidating, so they fucking scrapped it.
And it was still McTiernan was...
It was still McTiernan, right. And Schwarzenegger recommended Stan Winston be brought in, and they had, like, a very short timeline, and I think, like, $1 million.
Wow.
To, like, come up with.
Yeah, because McTiernan was probably, at that point, he had not done Die Hard. Die Hard was 88, and so this led him to Die Hard. So he was slowly building his street cred.
So they, Winston Studios, they were working on all kinds of shit. And they had to bust out the Predator, and they were like Alec Guinness. He's one of the big, like, he's still around. Like, he still makes all, he made the new Predator, the Prey Predator.
Nice.
The new one.
Yeah, I love that.
But he worked for Stan Winston back in the day, and he was like, what the fuck? Like, we have zero, like, we have no time. And Stan Winston just was like, we got to get it done because it's going to be a good, it's going to be a good movie.
Right. It's so much to work with.
He was correct.
I mean, the story alone is so much to work with, and it was so original at the time, and it's so simple. A hunter. It's just a hunter.
Yeah.
You know, and we all know, we all can relate to that. Hunter, prey, very simple concepts, you know, predator, prey, very simple concepts. It's just this one comes from the depths of outer space.
Do you know who the voice of the Predator is?
A guy named Kevin something? Or no, that's the guy who's in his suit.
It's Kevin Peter Hall. He was 7 foot. He's in the suit. You know what? What else? The giant that he portrayed besides the Predator and Predator 2?
Was he the latter versions of Wookiee?
He was Harry from Harry and the Hendersons.
Wow,
yeah,
nice.
He was in that suit too.
Gosh, what a devastating film.
Yeah,
Harry and the Hendersons. Have you ever seen that movie?
Oh yeah. Have I?
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, you know, because
John Lithgow? It's a Bigfoot movie.
Oh, shit. You're right. I forgot who the fuck I'm talking to. Yeah, yeah. You're like, that shit was a true story. It's a documentary, baby.
So, Kevin Peter Hall was 7 foot, wore the suit. The suit was 200 fucking pounds. Like, he had to be put on bungees so he could, like, move and walk normally. I think they sculpted six heads. Like, there was like the full, there was an animatronic, maybe three heads. There was an animatronic head that opened the mandibles. There was a half mask so he could wear it so his face was exposed in the mask when he had the bio on, when he had the helmet on.
Right.
And then there was just the stationary, just mask.
Let me ask you this. How did they do the arm cannon? Like, was it mechanical?
Thing? And they called that gun the Parrot because it reminded them of the Parrot and Peter Sellers. How, like, apparently in the Peter Sellers movie, he had a parrot that would always look where he went. So that's how they got the idea to make it track with his helmet. Plus, the targeting system was the tri-laser scheme, which is like the iconic tri-laser that on Mac's head when that scene too. That's a great scene.
Now think about that. So there's two things that come to mind when I think of when I first saw Predator that were groundbreaking at the time, other than the obvious, other than the alien.
Mm-hmm.
One is his weapons.
Yeah.
Like the thought process, even that parrot thing, it was dice. Like what kind of a hunter, you just look this way, it's like
So it's awesome because the first time you see it, so the Predator only has 8 minutes of screen time in that whole movie. In the entire movie.
That's crazy.
But after they get to the chopper, Arnold went down the slide and then landed where, and when you watch that movie again, like he definitely landed on all those rocks.
Yeah, right. He's a dead man. If it's in real life,
the stuntman apparently fucked himself up pretty bad on that stunt, like falling into the water.
Right.
But when Arnold gets out, he gets covered in the mud and the Predator like comes up and like disables his cloaking system. That's when you first see the fucking gun, when he's just sitting there looking around the jungle and it's tracking.
Right. Dude, yeah, right. And then he walks away,
Jump. Yeah, that's when you get the sheer size, when he's just leaping down those rocks.
So that's number one. Number two is the opaque disappear.
Yeah, yep. That was a practical effect too.
I mean, it was astonishing when we, like, I remember sitting in that theater, and when I first saw in that scene when they're, when all the boys, they're all got their guns, and Dot or Mac is looking around, and the camera's panning, and it goes over, and as the audience, you can see all of a sudden, you can just slowly make it out, and I remember just being like, holy shit.
The eyes glow, like flash.
I was so like, and it was so groundbreaking. And
because you didn't know what was happening.
Absolutely.
You still didn't, even though you're like, wait a minute, what was that? There's like eyes flashed that looked a little.
Right.
What is this?
Right.
You still don't know.
I know. And it had never
and
been done.
And you don't find out until everyone is dead, and except
it,
Arnold.
It
and,
had never and, been done that way, and, like delivered that way. You know what I mean? Like the unveiling of the thing that way, and then the way that they just maul down the entire forest for the next
that was amazing
3 minutes or whatever.
So the answer to that earlier question, the voice of the Predator is Peter Cullen, who is the voice of
Peter Cullen
Optimus Prime.
He does the clicking. Wow,
yeah,
that's a sweet gig. Yeah.
So anytime he's at a con, I want to go meet him because he is actually the voice of the Predator.
That's so funny. He's Prime and Predator.
Yep. Iconic Optimus Prime, like the only voice Optimus Prime has ever had.
Right, like from the original series and the original shit like that.
Yep. The blood.
The concept for the blood or the blood?
What it is made of.
I don't know, babe.
It's the innards, it's the inside of glow sticks mixed with KY jelly.
Okay, nice. That's all right. Good trivia. That's good stuff.
Dude.
I mean, even that alone, it's like the idea, although like aliens, you know, the aliens blood was, there was a specificity to it.
Probably similar.
Well, I'm saying
acid blood.
I'm saying that like the idea that the blood was different or, you know, and like, so Alien did that. Predator, though, the idea that it's neon green and then we see it after all this horror and being like, what the fuck is going on?
When Anna wipes her, she like wipes it on her pants.
And Schwarzenegger's one line that makes you kind of be like, oh, okay. He says, if it bleeds, we can kill it. Right. And just like that, the tide doesn't turn, but you kind of get, at one point you're kind of feeling hopeless for these fucks.
And they still don't know what it is at that point. No fucking idea.
Right.
They just know it bleeds.
Yeah. I just love how the movie comes in hot. They introduce with Dylan, of course, you know, Carl Weathers, R.I.P. Carl Weathers.
Yeah, God.
R.I.P. In one of the only, you know, I mean, he's had a few great performances, but like, I think of Apollo and Dutch. Like, I mean, I'm sorry, and Apollo and Dylan.
Dylan.
Yeah.
And?
You're going to say Star Wars.
And?
Hold on now. Let me think. Carl Weathers.
Not Star Wars.
I mean, who? Other iconic Weathers. This is going to. Action Jackson.
Yes,
Jesus
Action
Christ.
Motherfucking Jackson.
Holy
man.
Shit. He's either preaching on a stump or beating on a chump, baby.
Oh, God, man. Action
Jackson.
Oh,
my
Jackson.
God. Dude, that almost was one of our movies.
Yeah.
Like, or it can be.
Yep.
Action Reverend Jackson.
Dude, the guy, two brothers wrote this movie, too, and they also wrote some fantastic films besides Predator 2, the obvious. They wrote. Well, I mean, they're fantastic, I guess, to me. The general public, I don't, may not think they are, but Wild Wild West, which is one of the only steampunk movies made.
Wild Wild West.
Behind Enemy Lines, which is
a great movie.
An incredible movie. One of Owen Wilson's best movies by far.
Yep.
Has the great Gene Hackman, which
gives it credibility.
Retired. God. And Executive Decision.
Wow.
They wrote those four movies. They wrote other movies, but those are the big ones.
Now, I thought, did Shane Black, did he just punch up the script or something?
So
he did some,
he had to do with the script. He did some editing on the script, but he didn't write Predator. But you know what he did write on the set of Predator?
Lethal Weapon.
Last Boy Scout.
Oh.
In his spare time, he wrote the script for Last Boy Scout.
Nice, nice.
And then went on to make the worst film in the Predator franchise, The Predator.
The
2018's Predator. The Predator, which I still watch it because it's Predator, but it's the worst of them. It's the worst of them.
It's a fun ride, but it's just too problematic.
We went and saw that in the theater.
We were excited.
That was the first Predator movie since 2010, so it was 8 years. Predators was the last one before that.
And the Predator, in that one, you dig the actual monster, right?
Yes.
I mean, the concept of the Predator in that Shane Black one.
Yeah, it's called The Fugitive.
The Fugitive.
Like, all the Predators have names.
I got you.
The Predator, the big one, the assassin Predator. That's what the big one's called in that movie.
I got you.
And Prey, it's the feral Predator, the wolf Predator, or the cleaner. Jungle Hunter is generally what the original's called. The sequel is The City Hunter.
nice.
I mean, and then at the end of Predator 2, when all of them come out, they all have names like the Boar, the Shadow,
Tracker.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember I liked Predator 2.
Oh,
I loved Predator 2. Like when it came out, it bombed, but it got a bum rap. Like
it was good.
Conceptually, it was different. But back to Predator 1, keep in mind that story, the originality of the story is one thing, but then you get the 1-2 punch with the cast.
Yes.
We got Carl Weathers fresh off the presses of Rocky or whatever, you know, I think Rocky 3, Rocky 4 was 85. You know, he's rocking and rolling.
The body.
Jesse Ventura, right out of wrestling.
Yeah.
Before governorship.
Yep.
He was perfect for that role. Before we officially knew that he was a little nutty.
Right.
You know.
Him and Arnold had like arm competitions, like to see who had the biggest arms.
Yep.
And I feel like Jesse Ventura says he won. He had like 2-inch bigger arms, but I don't know. There's like mixed reviews on that one.
Yeah, he definitely
said misinformation,
he won.
Yes.
Yeah. Now that being said, and maybe I do think that he's probably a little underrated bulk wise. Like if you see him in person, he's probably much bigger than it seems.
Yeah, from what I know, he was like handpicked for that role by Arnold.
Yeah, they were
just because of his like persona, his voice, everything.
Right.
He was perfect.
And then you had Shane Black was Hawkins, right? Who told the two greatest jokes, and keep in mind,
which were his jokes. Yeah.
I'm sitting with my mother, you know, seventh grade. And he says, you know, I went up to my girlfriend the other day. I say, geez, you have a big pussy. Geez, you have a big pussy. And she says, why'd you say it twice?
I said, I didn't,
you know, the echo. And I'm sitting there going, and my mother's like, I mean, but it was a phenomenal punch up in a script that, you know, probably could have used it, you know.
Right.
And then the second one was, I don't remember the second one, as big as a house.
I don't remember. It's when after they destroyed that, like, gorilla village, like,
annihilated. Right. And then also in the cast, we have the 1-2 punch. The combination 1-2 punch, the Woe Davis special, give it to me.
Bill Duke.
And?
Sonny Landham.
Sonny Landham. Yeah, baby. No, you can never go wrong.
Dude. Yeah. Sonny Landham. So he had a bodyguard. You know that about the film.
I know, yeah.
But the bodyguard was to protect the actors from him, not from him, from the actors.
Yeah, baby.
Right.
Landham was a different kind of animal, apparently.
Yeah,
he
was nuts in real life too. I think he like said a lot of like racist and he said a lot of like nasty shit. I think he was insane.
I think he was one of those guys that was a juggernaut to be around. And
right.
But you can't deny like he was an intimidating presence.
Oh, 100%.
In any movie
he was in. The lockup.
Dude.
With Stallone and him.
Like, think about this. I can go down. I mean, if you look it up right, Firewalker, remember Chuck Norris and Lou Gossett at Firewalker? He was the bad guy in that.
Right.
48 Hours.
Yep.
He was the bad guy in that.
Yeah.
Action Jackson. He was not the main bad guy, but he was a lunatic.
Right.
Lunatic bad guy in Action Jackson.
Yeah.
Jackson stabs him in the shoulder and he just looks at him and smiles.
Right.
You remember that?
Yeah.
But it's like, he's just a menacing presence, and I think that's why people put up with him. But yep. Man, like,
and Duke,
and Bill Duke,
he
great director,
Commando, yeah,
yep. Did you ever see Rage in Harlem?
Rage in Harlem. No,
yeah, it was Gregory Hines, Robin Givens. It was early 90s.
Robin Givens, like the Howard Stern Robin Givens? Oh, no.
No.
Oh, that's Robin Quivers. Oh, no, Robin Givens.
Of Mike Tyson, no. Robin Givens. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very underappreciated period piece gangster.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, good flick. But Bill Duke, you know, great. And of course, his character was phenomenal in it. Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anybody.
Poncho, else. Richard Chavez. I don't know what, I'm not too familiar with what he like went on to do.
Me neither, I'd but ironically, I did love his character. Oh, he yeah. had the mortar gun.
Technically, you don't necessarily know. No, he dies. But you don't know. Yeah. I mean, he gets hit with the log.
Yeah, but you hear him screaming.
Yeah, he probably gets taken
because
out.
At the very end, when Dutch and him are going down that, and the woman are going down that, you hear like, he,
you know,
they
the Predator got
him
with his fucking gauntlet blades.
Right. And you hear the impaling of Poncho.
Body count, 72. Total body count.
Including the village?
69 people total.
Wow.
One scorpion, one Predator.
Okay.
Death.
All right.
Dead.
Nice. Gone. Nice.
Yep.
All right. Now, look. So what we're going to do is we're going to do five little, five bullet points. I'm going to give them to you. You have not pre-thought about this, so you try to not overthink it, you know. But what's your favorite performance in the film? You get one.
Like, not scene, like performance?
Performance.
Performance.
Like actor. Like, what's your favorite?
My favorite actor in the film? Can I say the Predator?
Yeah, definitely. Dexterity.
I love Arnold. As a human character, I would probably say Blaine. I just love Blaine, because I love the minigun. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Ventura, like I love the whole fucking scene, like with the village,
right?
Where he's like coming through the bushes with, and he's just got the minigun, and he just takes out that tower, just like
it's
like
incredible.
Vaporizes the tower.
Yeah. Now keep in mind, we saw a minigun. I only saw a minigun the 1 year prior in Young Guns.
Yeah.
At the end of Young Guns,
That was a crank.
Right, and it was the old school.
And they
like,
took out your boy, dude,
Alex Tunstall. Alex Tunstall?
You took out your boy.
Yep. Terry O'Quinn. Yep.
Right on his porch.
Unbelievable. But that was the first time I saw a minigun like that. And then to see Ventura have it and wield it
it was badass.
It was badass.
It could only shoot for 5 seconds before running out of blanks.
Wow. That had to be
obnoxious. The scene when Bill or Mac picked it up and just wiped out the fucking forest.
Yeah, he's literally pulling it for a minute and a half. I mean, that had to
that
be frustrating.
I think that was computer-generated flames on that scene.
Really?
Yeah, but that's again, I don't know.
Yeah, I would say.
But I think it is.
Yeah, I guess how else would they?
Or they made lots of cuts ahead.
If it's only running.
So what about you?
I think my favorite performance in the film is, damn, I was going to hands down say Dylan Weathers.
Yeah.
But kind of the girl, the lady, the woman, what's her name?
Anna.
Yeah, but what's the actress's name? So we're not dickheads.
Apedia Carrillo.
I think that she has the best performance in the film because it's not much. She doesn't have much to work with.
Right.
She's quiet most of the film. She says that one monologue that is really well delivered.
Yeah.
About the myth of the village back
only
in the day.
The hottest summers.
Right. And how this, the Spanish people, they used to tell her strange things, or the old Spanish lady used to say strange things. She'd say strange things or whatever,
Yep.
And that one scene coupled with just her looks and her vibe.
Because they're all captivated. They're all like sitting there listening.
Right. Yeah. Right. And these burly dudes that are like, are kind of like, damn, she's seen some shit.
Right.
And, I just think that that's probably the best performance, in my opinion, in the movie. But Dylan is a close second. I mean, that's
dude.
A
he goes he. Dylan, I think he may have the worst death too. Like everybody else is like, because Billy, I think Billy just gets like jabbed. I don't think he like fights too much.
They don't
thrown
show
off the
it.
Log. It could be whatever you want. But
right, right.
Dylan gets his arm blown off.
Right.
And then he's sitting there, like, still trying to fight while he's watching the Predator, like, run around the
right.
And then he just, like, blade gauntlets him.
Unbelievable scene.
Yeah.
It is an awful death.
Like, Matt, and then Mac, the Mac death.
But
the Mac's cool because the camera's, like, behind his head, so all the blood from, like, his brains just
right.
go all over the
it's
camera.
It's that triangle
yeah.
shot, and you're like, God
yep.
damn. Like, it is brain bleed.
Yep.
Unbelievable
None of them
stuff.
Knew he had thermal vision.
Right. Once you figure that out, you're like, damn.
None of them had a chance.
Yeah. It's deep shit stuff. Okay, so what's your best moment of the film? You get one and one honorable mention.
Oh, without a doubt, the best moment of the film is... when Arnold's the Predator and Arnold finally like have their showdown, and Arnold is still covered in the mud, he recovered in the mud, and the Predator's kind of looking for him, and he's running from it after he sets off that like trap,
right? The tripwire run,
and he runs and he jumps on the branch, and the branch like breaks, and he just falls into the water, so all the mud washes off, so that he's like crawling, and then the fucking Predator blade gauntlets him around the
right,
neck,
right,
picks him up. And you get that's when you see the sheer fucking size of the Predator and Kevin Peter
and
Hall
Kevin
when
Peter.
He holds Arnold against the wall and he just starts observing his skull.
Right, right.
That's by far my favorite part of that movie.
Interesting, interesting.
Like, without a doubt.
Yeah, well, that's a good one. I mean, that's a good chunk
got?
Here. I think my favorite part is that initial jungle scene where they see it, make eye contact, and start mowing down
yeah.
the forest, because... it's just a bold scene. Like, I mean, it's 2 minutes or 3 minutes
yeah, because
of them
nobody
just
knows.
Mowing
They don't even
down.
Know what they're doing. They just see Mac and they're like...
and the genuine emotion, like it's the performances of their lives.
Oh,
all
yeah,
of them,
they're just...
the facial yeah. shots of all of them are really like convincing.
Oh yeah, just changing out the clips. Like,
right,
just
constantly.
Firing the grenades.
It's the most irresponsible soldiering you
right.
could ever
oh,
do
yeah, yeah,
in
yeah.
your entire life.
Right.
And it's not real life. I get it. It's a movie right. about a fucking alien
yeah.
in Peru or wherever the fuck they were.
They still didn't know what they were shooting in that scene.
Right, but it's like, to me, that was the ultimate, like, holy shit. It, like, what is going on? Like, mm-hmm. what are they going to do? There's an invisible alien with green eyes and, you know, Slimer blood.
Right.
You know, it just is,
yeah.
it was a great scene. So to me, that was it. Any honorable mention?
The honorable mention is definitely how Arnold took out the dudes in the guerrilla camp that were like having their like lunch.
Right.
With the truck, like the generator truck where he like lifted it off the blocks and fucking cut the strap and he put his C4 in it and just let it wheel.
Right,
I mean, he
right.
took out half the camp in one move right there.
Right,
and,
right.
Then and then they just had to clean up. I mean, that's the whole scene, like clips from that whole scene are honorable mention. Like I said, Blaine coming through the woods, coming through the trees and just like mowing, like annihilating the crow's nest, like
right,
and
those shots of him just rapidly
yeah.
running through, just
yes.
mowing motherfuckers down.
Yep.
Bill Duke was in those shots
yep.
as well.
Honorable mention there.
Yeah, I think my honorable mention is a gory scene, and it would be the skinning of Jim Hopper.
Yeah.
They found the same thing about Jim Hopper. When they found those bodies, again, the first time I saw it, I'm trying to make out what it is. I'm looking up, and I'm like, what, you know, what am I looking at here? And then it dawns on me that it's 8 to 10 grown men skinned alive,
hanging.
Hung upside down and bled out.
Right.
And I'm like, damn, this, I've never seen any shit
right.
like this before. Like,
and I guess you think he kind of wanted them to be, because he already knew what he was doing. The Predator, I'm saying, like I feel like he put them there on purpose.
Well,
throughout the movie, like, I mean, Hawkins, he takes up into the trees because remember the blood's running down the leaves as they're walking by, and then you camera pans up and there he is.
Right. I think that it's like try or it's multifold. Like right. I think his realm is up there. That's where he yeah. gets he can see the most from up the high like that. Number two, there's some kind of hunter redneck shit about yeah. when you get your prey, you hang it up and you let it bleed yeah. out, and you know, so it might just be practicality like that from a higher
right.
because that's where he lives.
I forgot about the scene too. So Billy definitely doesn't fall off the log.
Like now, remember,
because he takes him up and he like slams him down on the branch. Billy's the one where he gets the fuck his spine and skull ripped out when the predator holds it up.
Like, oh like, yeah,
that's Billy.
You're right.
Like he just reaches into his back right. and he's like,
well, we don't see though.
Right. We don't see the death.
Right. We
don't
just see how happens. He's cleaning out the body.
We don't see what happens on the log, but he definitely kills him and takes him with like throws him over his shoulder and fucking climbs
yeah,
up a tree.
He's
with
using
him.
His trophies.
Yeah,
and,
he has
you know,
his,
he's
Billy
taking,
is a trophy.
Yeah. His carcass.
Yeah.
He took Billy's carcass, bro. It was yeah. unbelievable. All right. So, all right. Number three, best drop of wisdom or favorite line or quote. yeah, now look.
Stick around.
Damn it. Yeah, I mean, you can
that
go
was
cheap.
Improvised by Arnold, but it's not a hard improvise.
I know, but again.
He threw a blade.
If it's your favorite, if you think it's the best quote of the movie, you know.
Because the movie, it's the only really one-liner in the whole movie. Like, get to the chopper. If it bleeds, we can kill it. Those are one-liners, but stick around is the, like.
Well, keep in
mind. They're, like, murdering gorillas, and he's got to say it.
Yeah, I mean, look, but keep in mind, it can be best drop of wisdom or best line in the movie. So, you know, like, it's like if there's a good nugget of wisdom dropped by yeah. a line or a
no,
scene.
No, it's all Sonny. Or, Billy. It's anything he says in the movie.
Yeah, Billy does
when
get
heavy.
When
he's just sitting there, yeah, like, because just wiping, like, rubbing his talisman on his neck, and he's like, there's something in the trees. That's
right.
My favorite line of the movie.
Right. And the way he delivers it, he looks genuinely concerned, you yeah. know? I think my favorite.
Billy ain't scared of no man.
Right. What, there's something out there, right. and it ain't no man.
Yep.
Incredible stuff. I think my favorite drop would be the Mac, like, Max says something. Oh no, it's the, you know, I don't care who you're out in the world. I'll bleed you real quiet. Leave you here. Like that run to yeah. me is the
That's
best
awesome.
Line. Like, you know, because
it's right after Dylan just like rolled the log down and he's just like, God damn it. Yeah. And he turns around and Max just in his face.
Right. Cause the whole time Mac has been soft-spoken, very soft-spoken.
Oh, yeah.
And this nickel bagger right. is out there, and he's going to fucking get them all killed.
Right.
And without saying it loud, without doing right. too much of anything, he makes it clear that he's got one more shot,
yep.
one more, and then he's going to get bled out and left for dead.
Yeah.
You know, so to me, that's a powerful line. Okay, so what's the worst moment of the movie? The moment you could take out if you could edit it. And if there is none, then there is none.
There is none.
Okay. I kind of agree with that. I don't think that there, because it's only an hour and 42 minutes
yeah,
or something like that.
There's nothing that needs to be removed. I'm sure they cut out the stuff that needed to be removed already.
Yeah, the very beginning yeah, goes right. Yeah, they yeah. tell you exactly what the problem yep. is. You go right to it, you know.
There's nothing I need to take out.
Right. And then what about any wish lists? Like, is there any, like, in hindsight, is there anybody that, like, do you think there was any weak links in the movie? Is there any, you know... do you wish it was longer?
No,
is there any kind
I mean,
of...
it's just for what it is for the time. It's almost a perfect movie to me. I mean, perfect action movie, perfect suspense movie. I mean, just the reveal. Like I said, the Predator had 8 minutes of screen time, and people still love that movie.
And kind of like the shark in Jaws, like
yeah.
you don't see anything.
Jaws
of
probably
it
has less
from four until like a half hour
right,
in or something.
Yeah.
You don't see any kind of profile or anything. You
yeah.
hear it. You see the spaceship at the very beginning come
right.
into the atmosphere, but
yeah, there's
that's
enough
it.
Of that change.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I think, like, because like I said, to me, the lady's performance was phenomenal. All the guys in the crew, their performances were all top notch. I mean, I don't think there was one of them that was a weak link.
No.
And Arnold was Arnold, and which is fine, you know?
Yep.
So yeah, I think that's good to go. And all right, well, there are any final thoughts?
It's like I said, it's one of my favorite movies. Like, I could love talking about it.
Right. We could go on for a long time. Yeah. All right, man. Well, join us next time. I think the next movie we're going to do is going to be RoboCop.
RoboCop. Another 1987 classic.
Another 1987. We'll see you next time in Sanity Cinema. Stay sane, Baltimore.
Yep.
Thanks for listening, Baltimore. You can find us at www.sanitylounge.com or on Instagram at sanity.lounge.
Keep listening and subscribe.
Stay sane, Baltimore.